In the beginning, there was wonder. Out in the country, far from city lights, the night air was clear enough to gaze into the long, shimmering galaxy that stretched across the sky. I would stand in the field behind our house and talk to the stars like they were my friends, just like I talked to the cows over the fence or the horses across the road. Once, while playing in a stream, I saw a butterfly dancing over the water and put out my finger and asked it to come to me. And the butterfly came. It perched on my finger for a long time, long enough for me to peer closer at its wings and praise it before it flew away. Back then, there was no question. The earth under me, the stars above me, the animals around me, were all part of me. And wonder was my first orientation to them all, the thing that connected me to them. You are a part of me I do not yet know. I grew up on 40 acres in Clovis, California, where the land stretched on all sides of us like an open palm. We were surrounded by peach orchards, orange trees, eucalyptus groves, strawberry fields, and olive trees that my father's father had planted along our dirt road. My family had farmed this land for nearly a century. My little brother and I would run through the fields, play in muddy ditches, and drink at the water pump in front of the two-room wooden cabin my father was born in. In the summers, my mother and I would walk the orchards collecting fruit in our shirts, stepping over apricots that had fallen to the ground and spoiled because the fruit was that plentiful. In the winters, when the tule fog rolled into the valley, my father would pull me up onto our tractor and I would sit at his side like a princess as we disked the fields until the sky darkened over the Sierra Nevada mountains. We belonged to the land. At night, my grandfather, my mother's father, would tuck me into bed. With his hand on my forehead, stroking my hair, he recited his favorite prayer, the Shabad called Tati Vaunalagi, the hot winds cannot touch you. There was a tremor in Papaji's voice, just as there was a tremor in his hands, and the tremor rose and fell in an arc that rocked me to sleep as he hummed the Shabad. Tati Vaunalagi, Pad Brahmchanai, Jogid Hamare Ramkar, Duklage Napai. Papaji was always humming. While surveying the tomatoes in his garden, arms clasped behind his back like the army captain he had once been, while sitting at the kitchen table, cutting ice cream into slices like a cake, while tying his turban in the morning slowly and carefully, as if each layer contained secret histories, he was always humming. The sacred music resounded within him, spilling out when he parted his lips. Do you dream? I asked Papaji one night. Oh, yes, my dear. What did you dream last night? I was a young man on the beaches of Gaza, and I was running fast like I used to run. My superior officer, British, challenged me to a race. And I was winning, he said, and laughed. Papaji was wondrous to me, as infinite and inexhaustible as the night sky. He had worlds of stories in him, ancient stories he would bequeath to me in slivers, stories of gurus and saints, warriors and poets, soldiers and farmers. And these stories formed a long, shimmering history that spanned centuries from India to America and ended with me. My favorite was our origin story, the story of Guru Nanak, the first teacher of the Sikh faith. 5 centuries ago, the story goes, halfway around the world in a village in Punjab, on the Indian subcontinent, there lived a young man named Nanak. He was deeply troubled by the violence around him, Hindus and Muslims in turmoil. One day, he disappeared on the bank of a river for 3 days. People thought he was dead, drowned. But Nanak emerged on the 3rd day, with a vision of oneness, Ik Omkar, the oneness of humanity and of the world. This vision threw him into a state of ecstatic wonder, vismad, and he began singing songs of devotion, called shabbats, praising the divine within him and around him. In other words, he was in love. Love made him see with new eyes. Everyone around him was a part of him that he did not yet know.